Hello and welcome to the DeFi Daily, a 10-minute or less DeFi and crypto update. I'm Amy, here with Pat, and today is Monday, November 23rd, 2020.
Markets were crazy today. So Bitcoin's pretty solid. It's been 18,325 for the last couple of days. I think it's down about 0.5% today. Dash is up to about 100. Is up 7% to 100. Ethereum cracked 600. After cracking 500 2 days ago, I mean, just absolutely nuts. We're going to be talking about this more. A lot of this is due to demand for ETH staking, which essentially all happened today. I mean, they went from 50% to 100% today, and that was all. So Ethereum's up to 600, up 4.5%, but really, it's a lot more over the last like 2-3 days. XRP, Ripple, had an enormous day today. Going over the past week, they've essentially gone from about 20 cents, 25 cents, no, less than that, 18 cents, all the way up today, right now, up 53% to 69 cents. Just nuts. Bitcoin Cash is up 14% to 336. Bitcoin BSV, the Bitcoin Satoshi's Vision, is up 10% today, which is insane that that thing's even still around. Zcash was up 10% today to $80. Even Litecoin was up today, and Uniswap was back up. So just a nuts day on the market. Everything was up today.
All right. Well, very exciting. Thank you, as always, to our sponsor, Bitwave. Bitwave is a digital asset management platform that does DeFi investment monitoring, token tax tracking, gain loss reporting, and more. You can check them out online at bitwave.io or on Twitter at Bitwave Platform. So first, let's talk about it. There's something really strange going on with Bitcoin Cash ABC.
Yeah. I am super excited to talk about this because I like novel attacks against crypto systems. And, you know, that's why I enjoy talking about flash loan attacks and all the other crazy stuff that happens on DeFi. This is something that's kind of new. It's a combination of a denial of service attack and a economic attack against Bitcoin Cash ABC. So as we reported on this last week, Bitcoin Cash ABC forked off from Bitcoin Cash inside baseball, but I mean, like the one of the developers had baked into their protocol a tax that was essentially giving half the mining fee to the developer, 8% of the mining fee to the developing team. So no one was particularly happy about this. I would not say the fork has been particularly successful. What happened today over the last couple of days is that someone has been mining blocks on the Bitcoin Cash ABC blockchain that are empty. So they're essentially doing, there's been two groups mining blocks on Bitcoin Cash ABC. One group is about 30% of the hash rate. The other group is, which in the attacking group is about 70% of the hash rate. So they started out by mining blocks that were just empty blocks, essentially DOSing everyone who wanted to sell their Bitcoin Cash ABC or anyone who wanted to use Bitcoin Cash ABC. I think a lot of this was just, you know, punishing the Bitcoin Cash ABC development team by not allowing any fees onto the network. So the only, you know, they're getting the mining fee itself, but nothing else. So they started by just mining these empty blocks, completely empty. So very little, only 30% of the network capacity was available for transactions. Then they started spamming the mempool of the other blocks. And so basically it's more or less, there is absolutely no way for legitimate users, or it's very difficult for legitimate users to move Bitcoin Cash ABC around right now if it's not already on an exchange where you want to sell it. A couple days ago, that the group that was mining those blocks started sending a message that had a date, November 25th, and basically said they were going to just start dumping. It was a little bit more subtle than this, but they said, you know, dump BCH November 25th, with the implication that they're going to start just selling off all this assets. And over the last few days, they've mined enough that they could literally clear the entire books down to $0 for Bitcoin Cash ABC. So like the way, you know, trading books work is you have two sides. There is literally, they have enough Bitcoin Cash that they just dumped it. They could dump all the way down to $0, which is amazing. So you have a combination of someone staging a economic attack by accumulating enough that they and keeping anyone from buying Bitcoin Cash ABC. I mean, there's enough ambiguity here. There's no one really selling it. You have to be on the market. You have to be on an exchange anyways to sell it right now. You can't really get a lot in there to sell it. No one would really buy it right now because there's a weird attack going on. And there's a stated intention to essentially crash the price over the next few days. So I don't know what's going on. It is fascinating to see. There's a lot of speculation that it's one of the other Bitcoin Cash groups that is not happy about Amaury and the and just the way this has all gone down. I think that's a very reasonable assumption. You know, there's the other side of this is that it takes so little hash power. It's 100 petahashes, which is nothing in the world of crypto, that even if there was not this concern about the actual economic attack, this chain could be 51% attacked so amazingly easily, it's not even funny. So I'm having a ball watching this. It's super interesting. This is a new kind of combination of, it's not a technical attack. It's a denial of service for transfer funds, and then they're planning on a well publicized now economic attack, and we will see what happens. We'll be here to report on it when it actually happens.
All right. Well, we'll definitely keep our eye on that. So the Ethereum 2.0 Genesis contract is fully staked.
Yep. So basically over the last 3 days, they went from 40% staked to fully staked. So right now there's something like 500,000 ETH that have been staked into the Ethereum 2.0 Genesis contract. The way this was working is that basically this contract had to get fully staked, which would put it into this point where there would be 16,000 validators. That's what they wanted, to have a certain amount of validators running. It was kind of a game theory analysis for how many validators you want to have, how much economic power you would need. The way, you know, proof of staking works a little bit different than proof of work. Proof of work, you can do an attack with 51% of the hash power. Proof of staking, you actually can do attacks with less of the power, but you have to have, it's economic power versus straight pure hashing power. So like you can kind of see like a proof of stake attack, you can see coming from further away, because like someone starts to accumulate lots and lots of Ethereum getting ready for the attack. But the threshold drops down to about 30% for proof of stake attacks. So they basically said they had a minimum they wanted to have, it was 500,000 ETH. They hit that today. I mean, over the course of the last like 48 hours, they basically staked, just people staked an enormous amount of ETH, which is really, really exciting. They also, you know, in their defense, like in their, to their credit, they did a great job making it very easy to stake. They have a good, you know, command line tool to get your validator set up. You just run a transaction. It is actually very, very easy to do, and it's really nice. So as of right now, the plan is December 1st, Ethereum 2.0 will go live with 16,000 validators running. So that's where we are today. It is also very exciting. I mean, I said this to someone today. I'm just really excited to not be paying $15 fees for any DeFi, you know, contract pokes anymore. So I'm excited.
Yeah, definitely. So next, an attack on Pickle Finance results in a $20 million loss.
Yeah. So I think there's kind of a new class of attack that's coming out. This was not a traditional attack. This was not a one of the ones we've been talking about. This was not a DeFi, or I'm sorry, a flash loan attack. This was not a reentrancy attack. There's another class of attack which people definitely know about. I mean, it's not new. It's new that we haven't really talked about on this show before, but it's not new in the DeFi circles, which is let's call it like an evil proxy attack, where someone sets up a malicious proxy contract and then tricks your, yeah, I use trick with quotes around it, because this was not particularly sophisticated how they made them do this, but they trick your smart contract into interacting with the evil contract. So Pickle is the newest, you know, he's the newest hacky in this battlefield. Essentially, they were not doing checks on one of their calls that allows you to swap value between what they call pickle jars, was not checking that both sides of that swap were actually pickle jars. It just kind of blows my mind. Like it frustrates me on a very deep level as someone who's, you know, deep into computer security and DeFi and all this stuff. I just can't believe that they made such a mistake like this. But you could make the call where you supplied it with a invalid secondary smart contract that emulated a pickle jar, and it would all work. And so someone basically was able to move $20 million out of one of the pickle jars they just launched. And so that was issue one. You know, issue two is that we think of these new DeFi forks as more egalitarian and more decentralized. But what they did is they essentially, to stem the flow, they had a governance contract, which was controlled by the Pickle token. They immediately revoked that governance contract's control over the contracts. They put their multisig address as the main controller, and then they shut down the actual smart contracts for the Pickle jars. So it's also their defense against this was heavily centralized. And I would say I actually didn't even know they could do that. So this gives me yet another reason why I would never use Pickle besides the hack itself. Pickle is off 50%, probably more at this point. It was a dumb hack. This is, you know, these things are, it is, DeFi is hard. It's hard to write these things secure. Don't get me wrong, but this should not have been a hack that happened, in my opinion.
All right. Well, that'll do it for today. Thank you, as always, for listening to the DeFi Daily. Have a good night.
All right. Have a good one.